Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. John Clifford of USDA on a new FMD strategy. Back on that in just a moment.
It's time for the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 13th Annual Bull and Commercial Female Sale. It's coming up Saturday, February 25th at Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30, selling 80 home-raised service-age Angus bulls, 140 commercial females, about 100 commercial spring calving first-time heifers, about 40 mature calves, half fall calvers, and half spring calvers. For more information, just call 580-758-1464, or for a complete catalog, go online at PollardFarms.com.
Chief Veterinary Officer of APHIS, the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service of USDA, Dr. John Clifford, told the Animal Health Committee meeting of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Nashville recently that a new approach is being adopted by USDA when it comes to dealing with a highly contagious disease, foot and mouth disease, FMD. We've not had a case of FMD in the U.S. since the 1920s, but we have watched millions of animals destroyed in other countries like the United Kingdom in an effort to bring the disease under control. To this point, the plan on the books for the U.S. is if FMD was discovered to depopulate animals in an infected area, indemnify owners of those animals, and attempt to control all movement in and out of the affected areas. Dr. Clifford says USDA has been quietly gearing up for a change in direction, working with stakeholders like NCBA.
We just cannot afford anymore to have massive depopulation of herds and of livestock, especially if that livestock still has value. And oftentimes in a number of these diseases, it does. FMD is not a public health threat. Animals recovered from FMD should be able to be slaughtered and the meat used. It does present us some public perception issues. It presents us communication issues. But the fact is, all of us need to get started on those types of things. We can recover from an FMD outbreak. It's going to hurt, no doubt about it. But I believe this new approach in taking that we're looking at is far more beneficial to our industries in the whole than to have a policy where we go in and do massive depopulation. It wouldn't be tolerated, and we can't afford it, frankly, and we can't even do it.
Dr. Clifford says the key will be wide-scale vaccinations of animals in affected areas.
Remember, our previous policies for FMD were based upon stamping out, not on vaccination. So the number of vaccine doses that we have, that we built our strategy around, were based on the previous strategy. So we're re-looking at that and re-looking at how many doses of vaccine, where those doses are going to come from.
Dr. Clifford says that the U.S. will be lobbying the World Organization for Animal Health, the OIE, to modify its regulations governing meat exports from FMD-infected countries.
At the international level, we need to start changing the influence internationally at the World Organization for Animal Health, where I represent the United States as the delegate, to accept what we talk about as DIVA-type strategy for vaccination. So that if we vaccinate animals to live and we can tell the difference between a vaccinated animal and field strain of a virus, that we can regain our freedom even with the use of vaccine. But just remember, that goes both ways. It's the acceptance of U.S. product. It's also the acceptance of others. And the thing that I know that people concern when they see laundry list of countries with FMD, and it's always been out there to that extent, but they get concerned when we start moving product into the U.S. from a country that was FMD-free with vaccination. We know how to mitigate the risk of this disease. I am not going to say that we'll never have a mistake. I can't say that. None of us can about anything. There's always risk, but that risk is extremely small, extremely small. Our greatest risk of introduction of foreign animal disease or transboundary diseases in this country is not through regulated trade. It's through when people bring in products that are illegally brought into this country.
And Dr. Clifford explained to the cattle producers present in Nashville the options that are available under this flexible strategy that USDA is pursuing.
With regards to FMD, we talk about stamping out with no vaccination. That would be in a very circumscribed area where there's small numbers of animals, where we believe that we can stamp it out still very quickly, get rid of it, and be over. Stamping out with emergency vaccination to slaughter, that would be an area that's probably more in moderate size, where we can vaccinate animals, stop the spread of the disease, and then get those animals that were vaccinated over a period of time to slaughter. The next option is really stamping out with vaccination to live, where it's going to take you longer to eradicate the disease. You're going to keep animals and letting them live for their full lifespan. You basically are dealing with a much larger outbreak in those cases. What's the difference of these three? Well, if you eradicate the disease in all three cases, obviously the last one is going to take you longer to get your free status. It's going to take you probably about 12 months after you've actually eradicated it. In the first two, it'll take you about 3 months for that recognition. You've got to be free for 3 months before you can request freedom again at the international level.
Chief Veterinary Officer for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Dr. John Clifford, talking at the recent Cattle Industry Convention about USDA's desire to go a new direction in FMD disease strategy. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.